Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. I'm going to go to the phones real quickly because we have a couple of people who have been holding a long time, and then I'll get back to doing some of the things I need to work in. Telephone number to be with us when you hear somebody drop off is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Mary, Edgewood, New Mexico. Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I have a raised bed garden, and I haven't amended it for the last few years. And last year, my stuff grew terrible. So this year, I bought some mushroom compost to mix in it, and I'm wondering what else I should put in. I do have the Garrett juice that I fertilize when the stuff grows, but what else could I do in the meantime?
Well, let's talk about a couple things here. Mushroom compost may be the problem, Mary.
Uh-oh.
I used to recommend it, and I don't anymore. I spent some time looking into it. The way they grow the mushrooms is kind of an interesting deal. They have beds that are primarily peat moss, and then they add some straw, and they add some fertilizers to it, and they add some things that I wouldn't consider organic at all. And it's not when they get rid of it, it's starting to break down and start to become something pretty decent. The fungus, the mushrooms, actually grow on it when it's before it breaks down, when it's just still fresh materials in it. You see what I mean? And then when it starts to be not as productive, they get rid of it. They also do some degree of fungus control, which sounds funny because mushrooms are fungus, but they don't want other kind of fungus growing in there. They just want the specific mushrooms fungus that the crop is. And so I've gotten a lot of reports through the years of people not having very good luck with it. So we have to deal with the fact that that's what you've already used. What we need to do is kick up the biological activity in it and turn it into something decent. You don't need to try to dig it out and get rid of it or anything like that. It's just that when you use mushroom compost, you need to add some organic fertilizer or a finished good quality compost to it to make it work.
Okay, now what would that be?
Well, in this case, I'd add the basic amendments that I recommend to people across the board. Compost is one, or earthworm castings. If you can get a good quality earthworm castings product, that would help tremendously.
Okay.
And then the things that would be the easiest to find would be sugars, like dry molasses or just white sugar, any kind of sugar, and cornmeal. Whole ground cornmeal functions as a sugar because it converts to sugar very efficiently. That's why you shouldn't eat a whole lot of it. It's very fattening.
Okay.
And so that pushes everything into gear as far as biological activity, which is the whole point that we're trying to do with the organic program. Instead of trying to force feed plants with synthetic fertilizers and hold them up with, things that are antimicrobial like peat moss and everything, we're trying to create a living condition in the soil so that there's natural feeding going on. That's how you avoid diseases and insects and have the best long-term production.
Okay, so whole ground cornmeal.
Whole ground cornmeal, dry molasses if you can get it, if not, any kind of sugar. And then the final thing, rock minerals. If you go to the garden centers and the hardware stores, there's a commercial product called azomite that tends to be available pretty well across the country. Lava sand in general, we recommend highly. Green sand is often available. Crushed granite, crushed basalt. Any of those kind of rock minerals that are in a sand consistency is what I'm talking about there. And there's details about all that stuff on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Zeolite is another one. And zeolite you can sometimes get at the pet stores because a lot of the kitty litter that's sold, or some of the kitty litter that's sold, there's nothing in that bag but zeolite. That's all it is.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful soil amendment.
Okay. I'll try all those. Now, let me tell you something else. I've signed up several times for your newsletter, and I'm not getting it.
Hmm. Okay.
So well, could you help me with that?
Yeah, try once more. Have you emailed info@dirtdoctor.com?
No, I could do that, though.
Do that, then I'll see it, and I'll get Doug to look into it and see what the problem is. Got some kind of little glitch going on, and we want you to get the newsletter for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
And the newsletter's free. It's something that hopefully it's easy to sign up for. It's not wasn't for her but yet, but generally all you do is go to the homepage of dirtdoctor.com and fill out the form that's there, and you join the 110,000 people that get the newsletter. Delighted to have you. The next one I was going to mention is going to be about sapsuckers. These beautiful birds, woodpeckers, that peck holes in your tree trunks in rows and in columns, you know, real organized looking. And some people say it's not damaging to the trees. It's kind of like saying taking a drill and drilling a bunch of holes in your arm would not be harmful to you. It is very harmful to the tree, and there's a way to avoid it, and we'll cover it in the next newsletter, which you can get free, as I said. Price cannot be beat. The organic, I'll give you a little tip. It's the organic program and specifically the sick tree treatment. But we explain the whole deal in the newsletter that's coming up. Carol in Dallas, next up. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing great.
Well, I've got the garden bug now that it's turning beautiful out here.
That's what happens with most people.
I know. And for 30 years, I gardened in South Texas, so it's a little bit different up here. But I want to do a raised or an elevated garden.
Okay. You know,
what is it? Is it 4 feet wide is the max you should go so you can reach in from both sides to get to everything?
I think that's ideal. It's not critical. I mean, agricultural beds are often more narrow than that. The pathways in between are the same size as the beds. But for homeowners and even commercial things in a lot of cases, 4 feet is pretty perfect because you can reach in 2 feet from each side easily and stay off the beds, which is a very important point.
Should I go 10 or 12 feet?
Long?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. That's totally up to you. That's more of a convenience thing, so you don't have to jump over the 4 feet. You can cut across, you know, when you need to.
Gotcha. Okay. And 10 or 12 inches tall, which is the better?
Well, the way you determine how tall it is how much new material you're putting in. If you're building a new bed and you're putting in anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of compost, you know, that's going to raise you that much to begin with, and then the other amendments are going to raise you some too. You want that new bed, the raised part of it even, to have some of the existing native soil in it. So what you're doing is you're fluffing it up, and you're adding these new materials, and you're forcing it to be, without bringing in any new soil, you're forcing it to be at least 6 to 8 inches higher, see? Mm-hmm. So if you want it higher than that, and you're going to put in some kind of walls and whatnot, you build the base of it with just the native soil. You don't need to waste your money putting the amendments down below about 8 inches, 10 inches for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just put the amendments that I talk about all the time in the top part.
Okay. Well, let me ask, have you heard of Ruth Stout?
Oh, I love Ruth Stout. She's one of my favorite writers. She wrote in the early 60s. She was the ultimate lazy gardener. In fact, one of her books was named The Lazy Gardener.
Well, these are going to be new beds. I'm going to just start with one. I don't want to overload myself. But anyway, and I'm going to have to totally fill it. And she says, like, start down with newspaper, and then come in with branches and twigs, and goodness knows I've got plenty of those, and then go in with the compost and leaves and hay and blah, blah, blah. And so I was just wondering, will that really work well since I'm going to have to build this up? And
well, that's a little bit different approach than I've read that she's written. Do you remember what book you're talking about that coming out of?
Mother Earth News website.
Oh, it came out of Mother Earth. Well, she wrote a lot of stuff, and she might have written for them at one point, basically. And she was probably saying the same thing in just a little bit different way. Her basic philosophy was that you didn't need any amendments except mulch. And she was talking about the twigs and all this debris that you mentioned as the mulch. And she said, if you just put that on top of the soil, that's all you need to do. You don't need to fertilize. You don't need to till. You don't need to do this, that, or the other thing. Well, that works, but it works very slowly in certain soils. Can you hang on with me so we can talk about it a little more calmly when we get back?
Great.
All right, hang on, and we'll talk about the Ruth Stout and the Howard Garrett methods when we come back. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer? Or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides? The compaction of soil? And grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we were talking with Carol about the Ruth Stout method. You there, Carol?
Yes, sir.
I've actually used the Ruth Stout method. I did an experiment at my place years ago, not too long after we bought the house where we're currently living. Her basic philosophy was that if you just put mulch down on top of the soil, that the mulch would break down, form compost, build microbes, fertilize the soil, and that's really all that you needed to do. And I guess this Mother Earth, whoever the writer was, or if it was actually Ruth Stout writing for him, talking about a layer of paper and then twigs and leaves and all, you know, it's the same kind of thought process, all that going on the surface.
Yeah.
That works with one slight problem, and that slight problem is that if you don't have fairly decent soil to start with,
okay,
it takes too long. It'll work, but in my situation, for example, I did it in Dallas on top of black, like I said, I have black clay soil on top of white rock, and it took 4 years before, you know, I was having any decent production of my plants in that area. So it is a cost-effective way to go if you've got the time, or if you already have some pretty decent sandy, loamish, you know, productive kind of soil.
Well, can I bring some in then? I know you say native, but
I don't like to bring in a soil that's different than the soil that you have on the site, because the roots of plants are going to get out of the bed and into the native soil at some point. So you want to improve that soil. And I maybe didn't make that clear enough this last time I talked about it. No matter what your soil is, no matter how lousy it is from a production standpoint, sandy, clay, or anything in between, you can bring it into production and health with the program that we recommend, with the compost, rock minerals, the sugars, the organic fertilizers, the Garrett juice, and all of those things. It's just the worse shape it's in, the longer it takes is what it amounts to. And the Ruth Stout method works, but if you've got terrible soil that you're starting with, it takes a long time. You just have to accept that fact.
Well, I'm on the other side of the lake from you, so should I, so you know what the soil is.
Yeah, we've got good soil, really, basically.
Oh, well, okay.
Relatively speaking, it's pretty decent soil, unless you've got a site where the builder brought in fill sand or something like that. The native black clay that we have is is pretty good as far as having some organic matter in it, some pretty good texture and some decent things. You add the organic program to it, and production is first growing season.
So would I just, I'm sorry I'm taking so long, should I just like spade up the soil at the ground level and fluff it up and then just start putting all the amendments in and mix it all together?
Mix it all together, yeah. The native soil should be part of the bed preparation. It is, okay. It's very important because you want those native microbes in there, and you want a nice transition from the bed to the native soil. So having some of the native soil in the bed preparation, I think, is very important.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I have a ton of other questions, but they'll just have to wait because I've hogged all your time.
Okay. Thank you. Get to some other people and call me again, all right?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let me tell you real quickly before we go to the other people, a couple of things. The real-time pain relief report I need to do for you, want to do for you, and it's good. It's how magnesium relieves pain. I actually take magnesium citrate on a regular basis. Judy and I both do. And Marty Whittakin, our friend, recommends it, and all the doctors that she deals with recommend it. It has it helps with all kind of cellular processes. It helps with all kinds of functions in the body, the proper function of the central nervous system. Low levels of magnesium are found in people with Alzheimer's, bipolar disease, depression, autism, et cetera, et cetera. People who experience migraine headaches are often found to have low levels of magnesium as well. So looking at food, it's high in magnesium. It's the best way to go. And we try to do that as well. Spinach, Swiss chard, pumpkin seeds, yogurt or kefir. Kefir might be the best. Yogurt, stay away from the quick stuff, that has a bunch of sugar in it, high fructose corn syrup and stuff. Use the natural products, obviously. Black beans, dark chocolate, almonds, avocado, figs, and bananas. Let's see, another way they say is a relaxing bath in Epsom salts. That's magnesium sulfate. That's a good thing to do, especially if you have sore muscles. I recommend that. Try taking some magnesium to improve your health along with the other things that you're doing, eating organic as much as possible, of course. And I recommend real-time pain relief because it gets rid of pain in minutes and doesn't have a lot of the toxic chemicals that we don't like. You can get a free tube with your first purchase. Call them at 877-787-7180 or go to their website, which is rtpr.com. Back to the phones, and let's see. Peggy is next in Dallas. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Howard. Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine. I have a salted ground problem. About a year ago, my husband dumped some salt back behind a bush we have where we have our compost pile.
Did he?
And it was from our, like a rock salt from our water purifier,
okay.
Water system.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was there for a long time. And when I discovered it.
I'll tell you what, Peggy, let's solve this salt problem when I come back, okay? I'm
okay,
Howard Garrett,
you.
The Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with Peggy right after this. Don't go away.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com. and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we're talking cleaning up salt problems with Peggy. You there, Peggy?
I am.
Hubby put salt out for what reason? And
he
where did it come?
He was getting rid of it from a water purifying system.
Okay.
And he was thinking, oh, it's a natural thing. I'll just put it in the compost pile. And then covered it with leaves. So I didn't know it was there for quite some time. And the bushes in front of it have started to die. And I don't know how to clean up the area.
Okay. Well, salt is sometimes a real big problem, but often it's fairly easy to clean up. A certain amount of salt can even be beneficial. There are farmers and some homeowners too, that'll use salt, sea salt especially, as on purpose as a soil amendment. So what we have here is just too much of a concentration of what can be considered a good thing. The steps to getting rid of salt contamination, the first thing that any university or anybody would tell you is to leach it, that the sodium is leachable, and to aerate the area. Spread it out. You know, dilution is the solution to pollution, is used a lot. spread it out a little bit, aerate it. Leaching does.
What do you mean by leaching?
Just soaking really a lot of water on it.
Oh, okay.
to leach it away with water. Now, part of that is going to be natural. I mean, we've had some pretty good rainfall, but if you aerate the area, that helps it get on down and move away. The other thing is a lot of compost, earthworm castings, compost,
okay.
any kind of you know, decomposing material that's composting, organic fertilizers and all that will help to neutralize the sodium excess that's there. Some people like to use gypsum, and gypsum can be a pretty good thing because gypsum is calcium sulfate, and the calcium will work chemically to help neutralize sodium. So you can get that in a feed store, farm store, put it out, work it in. This would be a case where gypsum, I don't recommend gypsum a whole lot because we deal with so many calcium, high calcium soils. But in this case, I think that would be an excellent thing to do. And then the final step would be just the amendments that we recommend all the time to build the soil, the rock minerals and sugars, the dry molasses, cornmeal, all of those things are going to stimulate biological activity, and that helps make the soil drain better, and that helps to neutralize, you know, from a chemical and biological standpoint, and will clean the area up for you, you know, pretty quickly.
Oh, good. Thank you. So it's not a lost cause.
No, it's not even a long-term problem.
Okay, great. And can I ask one more thing?
Oh, sure.
Those same amendments, are those what I use to fertilize my pots?
Yes. We do the same thing with all plants, basically. There are a few exceptions to that. You know, some plants require a real, real persnickety and require a little bit different tweaking.
What about a lemon tree?
They just need the normal fertility. A plant that's an example of needing more acidity and a special kind of thing would be blueberries, for example.
Okay.
But fruit trees in general, including the citrus trees, just use the regular compost, organic fertilizers, rock minerals, Garrett juice, the same stuff that we use for all plants. The reason for that, the reason being, is that we're feeding the soil. We're not force feeding directly the plant. So that's why we basically do the same across the board. And there's a buffering and a natural blending and evening out that system gives to potting soils, raised beds, farmland, herb gardens, vegetable gardens, no matter what you're growing, even turf areas.
And how often do you do it?
Well, my basic program is explained in detail on the website, and it's three
applications. But I mean for a pot.
Well, for a pot, same thing, the three applications a year. It's just that in a pot inside, when you've got this reduced light level, even if you have skylights and windows, you have to realize that a plant growing indoors is getting far, far less foot candles of light than it's going to get out on the patio, even if it's in a filtered light or a shady situation as it gets inside the house. So you reduce the amount of watering and fertilizing kind of in proportion, or you'll hurt the plant with killing it with kindness.
That's
one of the most common things that I run into. So you cut your water back, you wait as long between waterings as you can, and when you fertilize and use these amendments that I'm talking about, just cut them back, cut them in anywhere from a third to a half, and probably don't use them quite as often. But when you're starting out three times a year, long term, maybe once a year is plenty.
Great. Thank you, Howard.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Good stuff there. There was something else I forgot to tell you. Oh, a bunch of questions on pruning before we go to Barbara in Arkansas. Can pruning still be done? I put in my column, it ought to be showing up in the next one that comes out. We're getting into that time where the plants that are susceptible to oak wilt, you got to be careful. Pruning when they're starting to grow, buds are breaking, sap starting to flow and everything. Most of the people in the tree industry say that's dangerous and wait until it gets hot, you know, in the early summer to start doing major pruning again. If you have to do some pruning in the spring, I do it. I don't even use pruning paint. I'm pretty cavalier about that, and I've never had any problems with it. So knock on wood, I keep doing it. If you want to prune or have to prune while the spring is going on, buds are swelling, things are starting to grow and all that, it is the time where it's probably a good idea to use one of the good quality wound dressings, and the best one on the market is called Lac Balsam, L-A-C-B-A-L-S-A-M, Lac Balsam. If you want to use something else, use as natural a material as you can. The tree trunk goop is great for that, but it'll wash off with rain, and you may have to reapply. But the tree trunk goop you can make yourself. It's a mixture of three things and water added to make it a slurry and a muddy mixture that you paint on the cuts or wounds, any kind of wound on woody tissue. And it's compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. And if you can't find the soft rock phosphate, which is sometimes a problem, sometimes it's available, sometimes it's not, you can substitute fireplace ashes for that. That's the tree trunk goop. And it, like every other formula that I talk about, can be found on my website on the homepage under guides, the button guides. It's a word, but it's a button. You click on it, and behind it, all the formulas and all the basic programs for roses and fruit trees and this, that, and the other thing and all that. It's all in my books, too. The newest book that we've done with Mother Earth News, the Organic Manual, Redo the Organic Manual, has all the formulas and all the details of all the programs across the board that I recommend in the most current form. So check it out. You can buy it from MotherEarthNews.com. Probably also available to Amazon and all those other places as well. And bookstores probably too by now. Brand new, though. Barbara in Arkansas, where are you? Up in north part of the state?
Kind of north central, about 3 hours north from Little Rock.
Okay.
We live on a creek, and our tick problem is already really bad, and I wanted something more natural than these granules you put out.
Yeah, you don't want those nasty chemicals anyway. They don't even work very well.
Yeah.
Beneficial nematodes, Barbara, like we've been talking about for fleas and termites and grub worms and all kinds of things. They work very, very well for the ticks. You can buy them mail order. If you go on my website and just look up ticks in the library,
okay,
it'll give you some tips on where to go buy them. But the any of the insectaries, in other words, any of the people that sell beneficial insects, or a very large percentage of them anyway, will sell the beneficial nematodes as part of their inventory. And they ship them to you, you know, protected, you know, get them overnight or in a couple of days, and you follow the simple instructions and put them out. And they help you with the ticks and fleas and other pests as well.
All right. Well, I appreciate your program.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We may have time for a couple more. The school I want to tell you about real quickly, it is doing real well. A lot of people are taking it. I think the only negative we've run into it, and I've run into this myself taking courses online before, a lot of people think, well, it just takes too much time. I don't have time for that, sit and watch a school and all of that. I'm busy doing a lot of other things. Well, the nice thing about taking our course online is that you can take 3 years if you want to. You can take 3 days or you can take 3 months. It's totally up to you. You take it one chapter at a time, and then there's a test at the end of each chapter. I won't say it's you know, a worthless test, but it's not real hard if you've listened to the video and my explanations at all. Plus, you get a 26-page little booklet that comes with it that's an outline and also a terrific cheat sheet for the test. So the stuff that's in the test is covered very well for you. There's 15 chapters. They average about an hour or a little less a chapter. And we're getting good feedback. Like I said, that's the only negative I've heard, is that I just don't have time to go through it. We're having companies now sign up all their employees for it. If you do that, there's a discount. It's for people in the business, but it's also for homeowners. I wrote it and tried to make the presentation so there's enough detail there for anybody to do this natural organic program correctly, but it's not too complicated to understand. I think that whenever you start to learn something that's brand new, it sounds overpowering and complicated right at first, because you're hearing terms you've never heard before. You're hearing timing that's different. You're hearing me say that what you've heard from these people that are pushing synthetic fertilizers and toxic pesticides, you know, we're saying totally different things. I'm saying it's really bad, doesn't work, and all that, and they've been saying it's a great thing to do. So getting past that is kind of interesting. But once you get into it, you find that it works better in every way. That's my big storyline, works better across the board. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the one-touch rain wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9-pattern spray gun. Put some Dram color in your garden this season. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. And just continuing on that just a little bit further, the school is available for a lot of people to say, well, where do I do the school? Try on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And when you go there, when you go to dirtdoctor.com, at the top of the page, there's an image there, and it changes. There's different pictures. And one of those is me explaining the course. And then another one is where you click on and go to sign it up. You've got to actually sign up now to see more detail about it. So if you got any questions about it, you can check with us, info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll help you out. But more and more people are getting on board. The other thing that we have besides the free newsletter, the newsletter is a weekly newsletter that goes out electronically. And you sign up for it right there on dirtdoctor.com. The other thing is the organization, the Organic Club of America. It's the membership area. It's the membership part of dirtdoctor.com. And it has other benefits. Seed, right now we've got Inland Sea Oat Seed that Doug is sending out to new members, and also Buckeye. We've got plenty of Buckeye seed. They're really cool to grow because they're good for kids. They're good for adults as well because they're so consistent. They're so easy to germinate and grow little trees. And the Mexican buckeye, for people in the north as well as down here in the south where it's native, it can be an excellent container plant. Just need to, in the north, protect it in the winter so it doesn't freeze if really severe weather is around. Can take pretty cold weather, but not, really severe weather. My books, always a little bit of a question because we have a bunch of them. We have, 15 or 16 now. The latest one that we've done with Mother Earth News is maybe six, if we count it as a new book. It's a redo of an existing one. So somewhere around 15 books. We have books that are about the basic thing, like the Organic Manual and other just kind of general gardening books that cover a wide range of things. But we also have specific books on trees and on insect control, the Texas Bug Book, and turf management. We've got one that's called the Organic Organics for the Professional. And we kind of changed horses right in the middle of doing that book because the publisher thought it would be good to make it where the homeowner could use it in hiring people to work on their property and things like that. So we kind of made it a little bit less technical, but on the other hand, it's plenty technical enough for people in the business. So if you are interested in any of them, they're for sale in what few bookstores are still out there. You know, Barnes and Noble is about the only one that we have still in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Some of the garden centers are carrying the book. That varies tremendously. Any of those retailers can get the books if they are interested. You can have them email our office, info@dirtdoctor.com, or, you know, whatever, do the Ask Howard feature of the website, and we'll help line them up with the publishers and that sort of thing. I'm doing more Facebook and Twitter now. It's been kind of fun. Twitter's, you know, has been there for a long time, but we just never did much with it. It was like some of the other folks do, just put regular publications on there. But we started doing more specific things on Twitter. We did the, for example, when some unusual animal shows up in our garden or something, you know, we're covering those kind of things, and we're covering unusual plants that I like to talk about quite a bit. So Facebook is just facebook.com/thedirtdoctor, and the Twitter is at Howard Garrett. YouTube, we're doing more and more on that. In fact, we've got several video projects that we're looking at doing here. In fact, I've got some on the back burner that we have planned to do for a long time and haven't gotten around to. So you can go to YouTube and see the things that are there and the related kind of videos that are there for you as well. General information, if you have a question about an insect or a plant or a soil amendment or something like that, when we're not on and we can't talk on the air or not a personal appearance, or you can't find it in one of my books or whatever, you can go to dirtdoctor.com and go to what's called the library there. And the library is in alphabetical order. Everything pretty much that we talk about that's anywhere is also in the library in alphabetical order. There may be a few exceptions to that. We're always working on it and adding new things and editing. We transfer. It's a new site, relatively new site, and when we transferred everything over, just like always happens, some of the photographs and some of the connections broke and are having to be fixed. But we're getting real close to getting all that cleaned up and getting a lot of new things added there for you. As we always say, if you see something we haven't covered or haven't covered as well as we should, let us know and we'll add it. We had somebody say that succulents wasn't covered well enough last week, and I'm going to add it. I haven't done it yet, but we have it on the in the queue to add to the thing. And our nonprofit organization is the Texas Organic Research Center, texasorganicresearchcenter.org, rather. It's where the more detailed research is about all the negative and positive things we talk about. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.